Hi there, everybody. It's Donna Fox. On February 7th, 2016, you are listening live. If you're listening on the radio and if you're listening to archives, that's great. Whatever day it is for you, it is. All right. Well, again, my name is Donna Fox. I am an Akashic Records teacher and consultant, and I am here to help you understand your life. And one of the things that's important for tonight is that you know that you can call in or you can email me questions from the Akashic Records. I always like to define what the Akashic Records are because if you're just tuning in, you need to know. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. The Akashic Records are the vibrational frequency of every thought, word, and deed since the beginning of time and beyond. And what's important here is to understand how you fit into this great, wonderful picture that we have created, and to understand who you are, not only what your life purpose is, but what you came here to experience, as well as what you came here to do. For those who'd like to call in a question, you can speak to me personally. You're going to talk to Doug first, and then you're going to talk to me. And that toll-free number is 888-429-5471. If you're out of the country and want to call in direct, our country code is 011, and then you dial 323-744-4841. And if you'd like to email me a question, you just have to email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Just like the name of the program. So getting back to the explanation of the Akashic Records, they help you understand a lot about your life, depending on your questions, and all information comes forward based on your questions. There is a message tonight for those who are listening, and the idea here is for you to understand that this is a general message, but again, if you have any questions about the message, or you would like to comment on the message, or you would just like more information on the Akashic Records, that's great. Just as a comment, what I do with the Akashic Records, I do individual consultations, telephone consultations, again, based on your questions, and I also teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. Going to be doing that here in Akron, Ohio, at the end of the month on February 27th and 28th. And the early registration deadline is on the 17th of February. So if this is of interest to you, please email me and I'm happy to send you some information on it. So what are we talking about tonight? One of the ways of the process of this is that the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones hold the energy of the Akashic Records for us all. And every time I'm on the air, there's typically a message that's brought forward. And that message is literally calibrated to those who are listening and those who will eventually listen on the archives. So I actually never know what I'm going to say. So it's always an interesting journey for me to know what's happening. And just so you know, when I do a consultation or bring forth a message, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so it is with that information that I bring forth a message for all of those out there who are looking to move into their greatness. By the way, I had some consultations today, and I would like to just say hello to those folks that had the experience of having a consultation today with me, and just to send you lots of love and light. One of the things that's important here, from a self-esteem point of view, getting to know your greatness, human beings are afraid to be great. We are taught to be small. We're taught to downgrade our attributes. We're taught not to be, quote unquote, conceited, not to be too full of ourselves, not to claim all the positive and beautiful aspects of ourselves. And the Akashic Records Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones are asking all of us to stop playing small, to stop denying our own greatness, our own talents. And it's time that we started to move into accepting and enhancing our attributes, our positive qualities. And many of us out there are unsure about how to do that. And if you'll excuse me, if you're just listening for the first time, there are times where I will pause because I'm listening to what's being said so that I can repeat it to you. It's important for us to understand that experiencing, as Abraham Hicks has said, paddling uphill, upstream rather, makes it hard on us. And it's so much easier to flow downstream. And so one of the first recommendations that's coming forward regarding self-esteem has to do with identifying when you're in the flow, when things seem effortless, when things start to click, and to move backward in time to observe yourself and how you set yourself up for that experience of being in the flow. It's also, what's coming forward is the observation of how struggle plays in your life. There are those people that grew up with struggle to such an extent that struggle is just a part of their life. It's what they expect. And as they grow older, they realize they don't want to struggle anymore, but they're so ingrained in that groove, if you will, of struggle, that it's hard to climb out of that experience. So it's going to be very important that you begin to observe where your struggles are. Just observe them. Observe where you struggle, where you feel overwhelmed, where you feel less than. And document those things. By documenting them, you can have a better understanding of what you want to do or how to elevate yourself out of the struggle. So, for example, once you've identified your struggles, you may want to ask yourself a question, and that's not yourself so much as the universe, and it's not about you even trying to answer this question. But the question can be, what would I have to know to move out of this struggle pattern? And just allow the universe to bring you that information. What would I have to know to, you can say, alleviate my struggle in and fill in the blank? And when you can do that, if something comes to you as a solution or an idea, be sure and write it down. Because we were not built for struggle. We were built for ease and grace. We came to this planet to, yes, experience trouble, but the other part of experiencing it is learning how to rise above it. So we have a full cycle that we can feel good about. We are here to turn the tide towards self-love and away from self-loathing. We are here to learn about the challenges that our human ancestors have created, and to break those patterns and move forward. Into love. This movement, that's what the word they're using, this movement, it has to do with the awareness and the observation of what choices we make that affect us in a negative way. In other words, we make choices all the time because, quote unquote, we think we should be making that choice. Yet the choice, in and of itself, will not make us feel good about ourselves. Yet we make the choice anyway, so as not to hurt another person or disturb another person. So we take on the wounding. And what's important to understand is that by standing up for your truth and standing in your truth, you model that behavior to the person that you have to share that you're not going to do what they asked. You're not going to make that choice of doing something that doesn't make you feel good about you. So the request is that you become vigilantly aware of your patterns that eat into your greatness, that permeate your feelings of not worthy or guilt of not getting enough done or pretty much anything that doesn't make you feel good about you. All of these things have patterns. All of these things have underlying belief systems that you have come to rely on, and you live unconsciously with them. The message here tonight is to become aware, to observe yourself in love. In other words, as you're observing your negative patterns, do it with love and compassion, with non-judgment, by just observing, writing it down, and then putting it aside, because you want to be able to document the information without judging yourself. And I understand that can be very hard. But it's also important to understand that when you make a judgment that is against who you are, and you document it, the comment is, this is not me, and I choose to be me. Please write that down. This is not me. I choose to be me. And as I choose to be me, I call forth the information from my I am presence of who I am. So the choice is, this is not me. I choose to be me. And I call forth the information from my I am presence as to who I am. Somebody emailed me that. That's really good, and I won't remember, and I can't write it down right now. That statement can be so powerful when you're observing, so as to literally shift your vibration to make a different choice. There are some people that I have tendencies toward, let's say, overspending, or not being good with money, or have a drug or alcohol addictions, or have procrastination issues, or patterns that interfere with your quality of life. And it's important to understand that those patterns that interfere with your quality of life are based on the core issues of the beliefs that you were taught as a child. And then, because so when you're looking at the patterns, allow the information of those patterns to help you become more aware, so you can make different choices that make you feel good about you. It's important. It's so important to become your own observer. And it's like they're telling me, I can hear people saying, but I don't have time for that. Well, then, stop complaining. Because the time that you take to observe yourself and document it is absolutely key to moving into your own greatness and taking responsibility for who you are. It's all about taking responsibility for who you are. It's about understanding what you can be proud of, what you have created, what you have overcome. All of those things are important, and they don't have to be big things. They can be smaller things. You can be proud of yourself that you decided to pick pick up a piece of paper that was on the ground to throw it away to help the earth become more beautiful. You can be proud of yourself that you chose to park in a parking spot that was a little farther than normal so you could have more exercise. You can be proud of yourself for bringing your lunch to work with healthy foods and healthy choices. You can be proud of yourself for choosing in a way that makes you feel good about you. So it's important to document all that. It's also important to document when you're making choices that don't serve you. But do it, again, without judgment. Both of them, do it without judgment. But when you do something that you're proud of, note that. There are many books out there that have been written about self-esteem and how to increase your self-esteem. The biggest thing that's being said here is observation. And it's also important to move into gratitude, because gratitude helps you move into a space of openness. And it's really about understanding that love cannot abide where judgment lives. I'm going to say that again. Love cannot abide where judgment lives. So you're going to want to really look at your definitions of a lot of things. So, for example, what's your definition of loving yourself? What does that feel like? What does it feel like to love and accept yourself? What does that feel like? And what does it look like in your life? How would your life be different if you loved and accepted yourself for exactly who you are without judgment? How would your life look and feel differently? And just observe your feelings with that. Is there fear for stepping into your greatness, for fear that you're not going to be able to sustain it? So acknowledge the fear and move on. You do not have to give that fear energy. You brought it forward. It's important to note, that's fine. But just move on from there. Move on from the fear. You don't have to annihilate it. You don't have to deny it. You just have to acknowledge the fact that you had it, you noted it, and you're moving on. So now I'd like to open up the lines if there are any questions out there or comments on what's this message. And you can call in toll-free and from the United States or Canada at 888-429-5471. And again, your questions or comments are so welcome. This program is dedicated to you and helping you improve your life. If you want to dial us direct, it's area code 323-744-4841. If you're out of the country, our country code is 011. And you can also email me your question at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Also, if getting back, I'm just being shown here too. There are spaces available in the workshop that's going to be taking place here in Akron. There is a special too that where if that you can bring a friend, and that friend pays half price. So the total price of the workshop is $350. And so half price would be $175. So if you bring a friend, then you can just combine the $175 and the $350, split that in half, and you're going to save money. You can also take advantage, if you're just coming by yourself, you can take advantage of the early registration discount, which is $333. And in this workshop, you learn all about how to access your own Akashic records. You learn the prayer to open your records. You learn how to use the energy of the Akashic records in every area of your life, from business to personal to creativity to parenting to relationships, all information of how to use that, the wonderful energy of the Akashic records, by learning how to open up your own personal Akashic records. So if that's of interest to you, if you're out of town, we've got great hotels around here, and just want to let you know that we are, you know, it's a two-day class, by the way. The times in the class are 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock on both Saturday and Sunday. So I encourage you to consider attending. And so it's 9:28. The message has been clear, and your invitation to comment is out there. And remember the toll-free number, and this is, by the way, very easy to do. Just dialing the number, it'll pass you right through to me. 888-429-5471. No one has to know your name. If you email me, you can email me your current legal name. But you don't, you know, it's helpful. But in this particular case, in this particular night, all questions can be answered without giving your name. It'll be read just from your vibration. So feel free to not worry about confidentiality, if you will. By the way, when you do a consultation with me, it's always private, and I won't remember what I said 10 minutes after we're done, but it's important to take control of your life. This is the time. I have been told, and I know this came forth earlier today because I'm being reminded of that, but what's important to understand is that we have chosen to come to this planet at this time in history to break the paradigms of lack of self-love. We are here to break the patterns of our ancestors. In fact, that's why you have families that are difficult. The agreement was to come in and to actually shift the patterns of sadness or abuse, or both emotional, physical, and verbal and mental. So just know that you are a part of a very important movement. I'm receiving that that there have been people who have listened, or that are listening to this program right tonight, that have, that are emotionally touched, because there were there was information that came forward that actually helped them remember some issues or behaviors or belief systems that were imparted to them as a child, that they are really, it's really important that they neutralize. Negative beliefs can only serve you to a point, and then they need to be neutralized. But it's also very important to know that whatever you've gone through, you can help other people by learning more about yourself and feeling successful. And something's coming forward about the election, so I'm going to talk about that. I have no idea what they want to tell me, except that they are encouraging all people from both parties to consider that whatever the candidates are saying can be considered fine ideas in their own minds. The challenge that is here is how the individual candidates, should they be elected, how they're going to actually get those ideas or promises done. And it's important when you're deciphering or you're deciding which candidate to use or which candidate to vote for, it's important for you to consider the viability of the ideas and plans that candidate has and how they will actually be able to fulfill their promises. These candidates, these are across the board, both Democrat and Republican, they have a sense and they have good intentions, yet some of the ideas or the plans or the proposals of how things will be done once they're in office are so high or so beyond what is possible to get done. Because these ideas, they will not work alone. They have to work with the other branches of government. So understand, whoever you vote for, be realistic in what you believe they can accomplish. This is not a time for hoping or wishing they can get it done. It's about how can they get it done? How viable is their platform? That's an important piece, and I'm not political, and normally the records are not political, but it seems that that was an important piece. And again, it's across both parties. They also want to speak to you about what you're holding from a point of view of guilt. What is it that you feel you have done that has caused the guilt that you feel? And please make a notice that whatever it is that you feel you have done that makes you unworthy, all of those things, whether real or not real, whether true or not true, are in the past. You have a choice of whether to repeat them or not, but they're in the past. And please know that the divine is ever loving, and there is nothing you could do, and that means nothing you could do that would ever stop the divine from loving you. And we want you to know that God holds no grudges. God holds no grudges and loves you just the way you are. There's nothing you could possibly do to make God not love you. So you have a lot to think about this week. And it's going to be important for you to start observing, as we said earlier, yourself. You also want to be able to start documenting the things that make you feel proud of, the things that make you feel good about you. Just to recap the information that came forward. The other piece is people want to always know about their right livelihood. We would recommend that you follow your curiosity. Follow your curiosity. Look at the things you're curious about. Explore those things and see which one makes you excited to get up in the morning to learn more about it. And allow yourself to be excited. Your right livelihood has everything to do with making you joyful. Just like relationships aren't meant to be hard or difficult, working in your right livelihood is not meant to be challenging or boring. I mean, everything, there may be things that you do over and over again, but it's not boring in your right livelihood. So that's an important piece. It's an important piece to have a better understanding of what brings you joy. And again, it's about observing yourself and noticing where you feel happy. And what makes you feel happy? And making a list of those things and then deciding how you can actually earn a living doing some of those. Your creativity can be enhanced just from the state of gratitude. So if you start saying, thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, spirit, when something good happens to you, when you get a good idea, when you move into a space of contentment, anytime you have a feeling of euphoria or it feels good, it could be a great cup of coffee. Always remember to say thank you. The more you open your heart to gratitude, the more you can expand your creativity. The more you expand your creativity, the more you're going to start feeling better and better about yourself. Combined with the observation of what makes you happy and the observation of what the patterns that block you, that imprison you, that stop you from joy. And what those thoughts are. So you want to be a conscious observer of yourself. If you would like to talk to me privately, you can call me at 216-392-5490. And I will, if I'm available, I will answer the phone. If not, please leave a message with your name, your phone number, and the best time to contact you so that I can return your call. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, Donna. It's Christy.
Hey, Christy. How are you?
Hey. Doing good. That was wonderful tonight. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Sure. Many times as you and I have talked, I have never asked you. I've always been curious to know the names of my spirit guides. I don't know if that's actually appropriate for me to ask you, but are you able to tell me that?
Well, let's find out. Many times your spirit guides are reluctant to put a name on them because of the humanness of that.
Right.
The guides that are the spiritual guides, if they have, they don't want to be locked into a vibration because their vibration and frequency is so big.
Right. The name is the human thing.
Right, and it limits them. It's interesting because during a consultation earlier today, what was introduced to me was spiritual friends. They're not guides, they're spiritual friends from the other side. And what's very interesting about that is that these are beings that come in and out of your consciousness for various reasons. I found that fascinating. Okay. Because I didn't know that really existed before. I wrote it down. That's why I remember it, because I found it so interesting. If I find things interesting during consultation, I will ask my client if it's okay if I write them down, because I'll forget. Mm-hmm. And so the spiritual
friends. Do these spirit friends stay with us?
They don't. That's where the difference is. The spiritual friends are people that possibly were on the planet and passed, and they have crossed over and they're in the light, but they want to hang out with you now and then and help you if you need it, just like regular friends do. Okay? But they're not with you 24/7. Your spirit guides are with you 24/7. So it's very interesting because the names of your spirit guides are personal to you, so that you can ask yourself what their names are if you're in communication with them. And if you have a hard time communicating with your guides, it's going to be better to call in attributes that you want to know more about. So, if you want to understand and have guidance for wisdom, you can call in the guide of wisdom. You can call in the guide of love or forgiveness. This allows them to have the expansiveness to be able to be with you at your highest level of vibration.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting as well. I mean, it's like, wow, this is, you know, good stuff.
Yes, so, it's always fun to know that there's always more to learn.
There's always more to learn. And so the idea of even working in the Akashic Records, like, for example, the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones do not have a name. There are no names. Because they are infinite beings, and their vibration is so big that they cannot be corralled into one vibration, which would be a name. So they cannot tell you their name, but if you want to refer to them as something, they will accept that.
All right, got it.
And that's why they say to call in the attribute. But if you want to name somebody Joe or Susie or whatever, go for it. But the reality, I mean, there are angels naturally that have names, but that's a different vibration. So the key here is to move forward in being unlimited.
So I might not want to name my spirit guide.
No, you may not want to, but you may want to call them your loved ones.
Okay.
You may want to call them, again, name an attribute, like my guide of wisdom, my guide of creativity. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they can show up in you know, and help in the way that you need it at that time.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. What else would you like to know? Like, where do you begin,
I'm not,
right?
Right. Yes, where to begin.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's important for you just... here's a little message for you. What I'm hearing is that it's going to be important for you to begin to explore things that you want to do other than your current job. For a livelihood.
Uh-huh.
They just want you to start looking at something else you would like to do.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was like, beyond what you already think you know.
Oh, my. Which isn't very much.
No, what they're saying is beyond what you think you can accomplish, beyond what you think is available to you.
Okay.
So they're asking you to think unlimitedly, and if you could live in a perfect world, what livelihood would you want? What would bring you the greatest joy, and helping people
and
is too big. It's not. You don't want to say, "I just want to help people," because it's really more about understanding that when you decide or have a notion of what that feels and looks like, it gives the universe a better idea. But you don't want to limit it to that. It's like this and something, or something better, this or something more.
How can it get better?
Well, yeah, than this. But the idea is that it's really about... they're asking you to explore your curiosity. On right livelihoods. And I know you're not going to believe this, but they're talking to me about painting.
So what?
I have no idea what that means. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. I have, and sometimes it's so crazy, Christy. I don't know what it's. I don't know what it's like. Painting. You're talking about pictures, painting, and I'm hearing a yes. So I don't know, or art of some kind of creation, whether it's design or interior design, jewelry design, painting, creating. I don't know. I would be remiss in telling you anything else because it's undefinable to me. They're not showing me. Just watch out.
Okay, that's...
Yeah?
Okay, that's just so not me.
I know. That's why I thought that was interesting. I think it's more you than you realize, though.
I agree with you. As I'm learning more from you, time passes, I do agree with you. But I'm sure many times you can hear a smile on someone's face even though you're talking to them on the phone.
Exactly.
And I know you can tell that I'm just probably laughing my head off over it.
Exactly, exactly. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. It's an inside laugh.
Yeah. There we go.
But the idea is about looking at what creativity, what creative outlet brings you joy. And if you look within your whole own realm, you'll find a few things.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you on so many levels.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. And so, as far as your guides are concerned, experiment with calling in the attributes, the guides of those different attributes, and see what happens.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Sure. Thanks, Donna.
Okay, have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night. So we really want to thank Christy for calling in. She's a good friend, and she's also a good client, and I'm grateful for her. Grateful for meeting her. It was very fortuitous, as they say, and meant to be. And that's a whole other story for another show, maybe, with her permission. But because it's 9:54 here in Ohio, and I thank her for her call. And at this point, I'm feeling very complete with the information that's been given. And so I'm going to close the records of the show, and I want to thank you all for listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening on archives. I do want to give you my phone number again to schedule your own personal consultation. It's 216-392-5490. As well as email me at info@akashicwisdom.com for information on consultations, as well as information on the Akashic Records workshops coming up in the next few months, and the one that's coming up at the end of this month, 27th and 28th. Okay, my friends, I hope you have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. I'm going to be back on the air on the 21st of February. And in the meantime, you can also call in some questions if you like. And again, I hope you have a miracle-filled week. So I'm going to close the record. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those that are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records, the Akashic Records, by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records for The Akashic Wisdom radio show are now closed. Amen. So have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you on the 21st, or hear from you on the 21st. Good night.